From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike in Somalia that killed four members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group. A statement Friday from U.S. Africa Command says the strike was carried out Thursday, about 50 kilometers northwest of the port city of Kismayo. The statement also said no civilians were killed. The U.S. military carried out more than 30 drone strikes last year in Somalia after President Donald Trump approved expanded military efforts against the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group. African ambassadors at the United Nations have met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about reports that U.S. President Donald Trump used profanity to refer to African nations. Anatolio Ndongba, Equatorial Guinea's U.N. ambassador and head of the U.N.'s 54-nation Africa group, said that Haley regretted the fallout from the comments. Last week, the African group said in a statement that Mr. Trump's remarks were outrageous, racist, and xenophobic. The group demanded an apology after and an retraction. African ambassadors based in Washington are meeting today to decide how to respond to Mr. Trump's alleged remarks. U.S. senators adjourned late Thursday without voting on a bill to fund the government beyond Friday. Senators resumed debate at this hour on a bill passed by the House late Thursday. And Pope Francis has accused victims of a pedophile priest in Chile of slandering a bishop who they say protected the perpetrator. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities in New Mexico are investigating a helicopter crash which killed senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and three others. The 60-year-old Bennett was an activist for causes helping the poor and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who was forced to resign late last year. It is not clear what Mr. Bennett was doing in New Mexico. The seasonal flu is now widespread across the continental United States, and it's causing severe illness and rising numbers of hospitalizations. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that this year's outbreak of flu appears to be peaking, but hospitals are still struggling to keep up with the flow of patients. In the western state of California, some hospitals have set up what they are calling disaster tents to shelter flu patients while they wait to see a doctor. While Dr. Adrian Cotton still recommends getting the flu vaccine, even though it's only 10 to 30% effective, he says the most important thing to do is
wash your hands. It really is the most important thing.
Steve Miller, VOA News.
Turkish artillery shelled Syria's Afrin region from across the border on Friday. On Thursday, Turkey dispatched its military chief to Moscow to seek approval for an air campaign in the Kurdish-controlled region. Turkey has been ratcheting up its threats to take military action, this in response to U.S. plans to support setting up a force to guard areas held by Kurdish-led fighters. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he hopes to visit the new U.S. embassy in London a week after President Donald Trump refused to attend its opening. Mr. Tillerson will be in London Sunday at the start of an 8-day trip across Europe. A State Department spokeswoman said no formal ribbon cutting has been planned. Mr. Tillerson also plans to meet with British leaders and to discuss issues of mutual concern. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, leaves today on a trip to the Middle East. He's the first senior administration official to visit the region since U.S. President Donald Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's a move widely condemned by many world leaders. Mr. Pence's 4-day trip begins with stops in Egypt and Jordan before continuing to Israel. He is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. And a driver plowed into a crowded boardwalk along Copacabana Beach in Rio, injuring 15.
That's the latest world news from VOA.